Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
UFC welterweight Bilal Muhammad. You have been promised the title fight?
Yeah, we're promised the title fight. I got text from Dana, so Dana can't go back on his word.
I was convinced that most UFC fighters were, I don't know, maybe psychopaths. You seem very normal.
I think he just called you a psychopath.
No, I didn't.
I think you should pin him.
For a lot of people out there, I tell them, if you want to learn something, get into martial arts because it'll help you relieve your stresses. You don't have to sit there and, you know, take your energy out on your family or anything like that, or arguments or a loved one or something like that. So, like, take it out in a heavy bag.
Not your radio partner.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean, Bilal? Yeah, you know what I mean.
What do you think about my build? How would I fare in the octagon?
And next to the opponent across the cage, fighting out of the red corner, standing 6 feet, 1 inch tall, his official weight, 101.5 pounds. Danny!
How would you attack Danny?
About 5 spinal surgeries with scoliosis. Jewish.
You look like you have a long neck, so I think I'll just go for a choke, make it easier make it easier on you, too. I don't want to hurt you. I don't want you to bleed or anything.
Danny, to his credit, taking it.
End it quick. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'll tap out.
Face is going red. He might have to tap. He's got it.
Finish. Trig. It's all over.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner by unanimous.
A very disappointing moment for you. Give us your thoughts on what just happened.
How you doing, buddy? Have a good day, all right?
The fight obviously stopped in a horrible way.
Fight. Wait.
One, two, three.
And here we go, Jim.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Thanks for hanging out. Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. You can text and Twitch in your questions for one last thing. Very much looking forward to what we're going to be doing audio-wise for you in about 20 minutes or so. Want to get into a Bears topic that I've been thinking about for a little over a week, Spiegs, here in a minute, and today a perfect day to do it. But just a postscript, if you will. The conversation that we just had about the airport.
I'm glad you're bringing this up.
So, flew to Kansas City today, here through Sunday, doing some family stuff. First time flying with the 2 kids. Bunch of luggage. Got the double stroller. Owen's never been on a moving walkway. We go on the moving walkway at Midway. We've got a double wide stroller. Person in front of us is stopped on the moving walkway, so we can't get around given the double stroller. We're about 50 feet from the end, maybe 15 seconds. Lady comes up behind me, gives me the big, ugh, and then says, I guess I should have walked because she can't get around.
Right.
And I say, yeah, sorry we cost you about 15 seconds. There are a lot of hall monitors in our audience.
Yeah, because I looked up what they had brought in, and they're right.
No, they're not.
Yeah, I believe they are.
I mean, okay, listen. So signage usually says no strollers on the moving walkways.
No canes, walkers, carts, or wheeled vehicles, including strollers.
Okay. This might be a suggestion. There's not a doorman getting on to the moving walkway. It's just a thing in an airport. It's like that's a rule I have to follow now.
There's lots of things in the airport. You're not just going to let your own personal whim dictate what you follow and what you don't.
I understand that. But this isn't about TSA security. This is about like passenger flow. Yeah, I broke the rule of bringing a stroller onto the moving walkway.
Yeah, you did.
Sue me.
Okay.
I guess I should have walked. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm going to do it again without kids.
I'm sure that you will. You know who would never do that? When he has two kids, if he ever decides to have kids, Justin Fields would never take a double stroller on a moving walkway.
I'm not the bad guy in this story. I refuse to let you people make me the bad guy in this story. It's a ride. You do anything to entertain your kids at these damn airports. All right. So I have been thinking about, because all that happens right now with football is they get together and they practice in shorts and people speak.
Routes versus air. Cole Kmet referred to DJ Moore as dominating today. Routes against air.
And if we had two great baseball teams in town, we would think about this less and pay less attention to it. But it's the Bears. It's always football season. And we don't have two great baseball teams in town.
One of them has won four games in a row, but their game tonight is canceled. So the storylines will remain for us tomorrow. The other one faces the Angels after a very tough loss in Anaheim last night.
But I have been asked twice already by people just here, you know, in Kansas City. Hey, Parkins, is Justin Fields really good? Is he actually good? Because it's a huge topic in sports. He's, you know, one of the top 10 guys for MVP this year. Unbelievable highlights. Quarterback of the Bears. Is he going to be good, right? And I say, I think so. I hope so. He's definitely exciting. We'll see if he can take that leap as a passer. Second year in the system. More help around him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But that's what we did leading up to the 2019 season.
Yeah, I remember it really awfully and
yes,
terribly, terribly well. Very familiar. The height of excitement for Mitch's debut in Nagy 2.0, and then it was all a big pile of flatulence against the Packers on opening Thursday night.
So what I asked Tanny to do was go find what Matt Nagy said about Mitch Trubisky after OTAs. Post 2018, pre 2019, so where Justin Fields is in his life cycle, to hear what Nagy said about Mitch, because that's what they were selling. They were selling Nagy, you know, 2.0 and progress and all of that. And then we're going to play what the Bears coaches are saying about Fields. And I wonder if at all it's possible that we're being set up for the same jig. I hope not, but let's hear Matt Nagy.
Accuracy-wise, he's more than fine. I mean, what I've taken away right now from OTAs, just from all of us talking, is, you know, some of the things that we're seeing from Chuck and that defense, and where Mitch was at last year at this time, fixing protections, you know, and seeing what the defense is doing. Not even, I've been talking about coverages. Well, now talking about fronts and stunts and how they disguise different looks. And he's seeing that. You know, anybody that tells you that knows football and knows good quarterbacks, a lot of the reasons why they're successful is because they know how to create protection and help their O-line create protection to have matchups to be able to make the throws so that they can be more accurate.
So we now know that that was total BS, because the number one thing he couldn't do was read defenses. That was what he couldn't do. Where's the pressure coming from? What coverage are they in? Where do I need to slide my protection? Post-snap analysis, like thinking through quick evaluation of football. That was what Mitch failed at. It wasn't athleticism. It wasn't accuracy. It wasn't work. You know, it was the guy couldn't read a defense.
Yeah, I mean, that was a big part of it. There's also a little panic to Mitch, which we don't know.
He didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, maybe so. I always hear the Nagy stuff, and I assume that whatever Nagy was asking him to do was way more complicated and insane than necessary.
Well, okay, but that's fine. But he is saying this is different.
Yes.
He's identifying things. He's understanding things. He's cerebral, right? Like, he's all that stuff. Now let's just hear first Eberflus from the first round of OTAs, then Getsy from today. Let's hear what Bears coaches are saying about Justin Fields.
I think it is detectable when you're out there. You can see him going through his reads quicker, reading the coverages on the snap, and processing where to go with the football. And again, it's been working with his footwork, and his release. And he's been doing a great job with all those things. And we're excited where he is right now.
Oh, no.
Similar, man. That's similar.
Yeah, sure. Well,
And it doesn't. And maybe that's just because that's all you can judge at this point.
There it
I want to play Getsy, and then we'll go big picture here. So here's Getsy from today to Mark Grody and the rest of the Bears beat on progress and noticeable things from Fields.
I just hope we win games, whatever it takes to win games. I'm not really interested in whatever way that looks, other than, you know, we have a particular play style that we expect and demand.
Hey, Luke, has Justin been more vocal about wanting to pass more? It's because he's been pretty clear that he wants passing numbers as opposed to running numbers.
Well, yeah, I mean, he should, right? But I think he's been most vocal about wanting to win, so that's what we talk about most and how we can improve that and give us an opportunity to go win as many games as we possibly can. He is focused, and we have the conversations. That's, you're talking about where your growth is and the types of conversations we're having now in that room, are really, a different level than they were last year as far as where he can go with his growth and everything.
All right, so let me say this. It is absolutely similar. Of course it is, because what else are they supposed to say when they're in this position, which is similar? Quarterback, they're hoping takes a leap that maybe they really do believe will take a leap, but who knows? We'll see that there's a chance that it works and there's a chance that it doesn't work, and they're trying to be positive, and there's nothing else to really go on in terms of some of the specifics, and there's no competition yet. So I think it's natural that it would be very, very similar at those particular spots of development.
That's kind of where I come, because the Grody hit today he was right out of the press room. There was tech issues. There was a lot to get to. It was a little bit discombobulated, but we'll have a longer period of time to sit down with him and talk about it, because he was really strong today, I thought, on, I don't want to play cuts for you guys from the coaches talking about his leadership and intangibles, because we already know that, but what about the specifics? And the point that I wanted to make back was, is it possible for us to know about specifics yet?
He's
not getting blitzed. He's not getting game planned for.
No, he's not
getting tackled. Like,
right.
So is it possible to show his post-snap reads and his quick release under pressure? Like, it's one thing to hit the ball on the driving range with the new swing thought, but then when you take it out there and you're 200 yards out and you got to clear the water, sometimes you revert back to old form, right? Like, it doesn't matter yet what happens until we see live action, game planned defenses, pass rush, and that sort of thing. And so I do think it sounds very similar to what they were saying about Mitch, but I don't necessarily think that means that we're heading towards the same conclusion.
No, because everything is covered with bias, and whether it is the bias of knowing exactly how it played out with Mitch, or the bias of hope with how we think it might play out with Justin. So everything is colored completely with that. We can also see that Justin is different than Mitch in some very, very key ways, and seems to be different in some psychological ways that matter with quarterbacking. But it's incredibly difficult. It's rare that you even get to this point where you have a quarterback and you're like, all right, now let's see if they can make the leap. And it's even rarer still that they do. I mean, it doesn't happen that often, frankly, that Jalen Hurts, somebody like that, makes the leap, or Josh Allen makes the leap like we're talking about. More often than not, it's somebody who just gets a little bit better and then a little bit better, and it tantalizes you for another couple years, and then you eventually give up, if somebody's career keeps going in that way.
Well, that's the thing. That's actually a really good reminder, because if he doesn't make the leap, it still doesn't mean that it's over, but if he doesn't make the leap, you have to downgrade the stock. It's not superstardom. Because if he is a star, he makes the leap. That's I do believe that. That if he's a star, we're gonna see it. Like, there's going to be enough there now, given what's around him and the length of time that he's been in the league, that we will see it, because that is how it goes. You know, we saw it Justin Herbert immediately. You saw it Trevor Lawrence immediately. You saw it Joe Burrow immediately. Pat Mahomes immediately. Like, so I think with the stars, you do see it, and this is when they have to. And now, if he doesn't, doesn't mean he still can't be good. Doesn't mean he still can't be the Bears quarterback for a decade. Doesn't mean he still can't win a Super Bowl with them. But I do think it makes it much less likely that he becomes an MVP caliber player.
Yeah, you know, I want to follow Grody's lead, and frankly, the lead of this segment, because it's a little maddening to me how often we end up trying to dissect coaching comments on the theoretical improvement that we're just not going to be able to see
until September.
It drives me, frankly, batty. And I know it drives some listeners batty, but even just like me as an observer and a thinker about it, it drives me batty. I want to get really as specific as we can, because most of the things, and there were some pieces, some things, some articles and some examples where we got very specific about here's that what Fields needs to get better. Here's what he needs to get better. But most of them are game situation stuff. I want to go through the moments and the articles where I know gave me some stuff that I was like, there's some specific. There's something specific. And see if any of it is going to be useful and doable. And if not, we're going to have some hard conversations about content choices, and because it makes my brain crazy, frankly, because we end up trying to parse the unparsable.
Well, okay, because, I mean, well, sure. Then, I mean, a production meeting on the air. Like, we know that he needs to improve his footwork.
Yes.
For quick releases so that he is accurate on, like, the mechanical throws, because when the natural athleticism takes over, he's great.
Right.
But on the
short
snap,
game.
Short one game. Step throw, he sometimes short arms it and throws it into the ground. We're not going to get an answer on that until regular season games.
But so, because even if we see it and we're told that it's better, how is it under pressure? How is
Correct.
It? How are you under pressure? But on
even in the preseason,
I know,
when they're not game planning for him and they're not blitzing and they're just playing, you know, base, you know, defenses and not giving anything away like that. Even in the preseason, it's not going to have that much value.
So let me ask you this.
But I can't not talk about Justin Fields between now and the first game against the Packers.
No, yeah, right. No,
that's,
of course.
That's unreasonable.
So we'll continue this with more production meeting off the air. But the
I'm just saying.
Yes.
I mean, we can figure out the best way to do it. But, I mean, come on.
Well, let me ask you this.
Don't do that to me.
Yeah, let me ask you this. I feel like I have a lot more faith in Justin to do those things, to implement a particular off-season change that he is showing in practice when the games come. I have more faith in him to do that than I had in Mitch. Is that completely colored by the bias of what we went through with Mitch and the hope trafficking that's going on with Fields?
Well, Mitch has failed. Justin has not.
Uh-huh.
You know, so like, so yes, by definite, right? Like,
but Justin also played a lot more and had a lot more success in college.
Yeah, sure.
You know,
yeah.
Mitch was like, it was a nine game college thing that was supposed to somehow turn into NFL greatness.
I'm just saying, I see the same text that you're seeing. The situations are pretty similar, man.
No, our moment is similar.
The moment, and like, weren't supposed to play year one. One was supposed to sit behind Dalton. Other was supposed to sit behind Glennon. Played before they should have. Played for coach that wasn't doing what was in their best interest. Right? Mitch played with John Fox and Dowell Loggins. Justin played with Nagy in Andy Dalton's system. Didn't have weapons around them. Got thrust into a situation where they were destined to fail. How did they respond from that? Mm-hmm. Then showed a tremendous amount. Mitch, 24 touchdowns,
right,
12 interceptions, makes a Pro Bowl. It is pretty similar.
Well, yeah, but here's the massive difference is that Nagy had one move and only one move, and all he kept doing was stubbornly doubling, tripling down on that move. Getsy has already shown more offensive malleability than Matt Nagy ever had.
100%. And to your point, there is Justin has a – I think he's a star.
Yeah, I think he's like, got an it factor that Mitch clearly did not.
He's never going to say we got to turn the TVs off. He's got a swagger, an it factor, a confidence, and a level of, you know, stardom. Like, Mitch had a 6-touchdown game with 5 starters out for Tampa's defense. Justin hung 30-plus on Belichick on Monday Night Football on the road. You know, like, Justin had DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons bearing down on him and put up 29 against the Cowboys. You know, like Justin has some, like, impressive
yes.
offensive pelts on the wall, even in losses, but that, like, whereas Mitch... It was a domination
of Tampa Bay, which we all ended up realizing was a myth.
And some smoke and mirrors from Nagy, frankly, when Nagy was hot and successful, and the league didn't catch up to his one move.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that like again, I'm not saying that Justin is Mitch. I am interested in, because like Grody said, they're not offering a ton of specifics. They're not coming out and saying, oh, you just wait. Just wait for Justin. You're not going to believe how much better he looks. You know, they're not saying that. So,
and part of that is because it's incredibly hard to do. It's
yeah.
so hard to do that he may have all those intangibles. And it still might not happen for whatever reason.
There was an incredibly emotional sports moment that didn't go according to plan. And it's kind of hilarious. Next on The Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Are you kidding me? Tune in to Twitch.
Afternoons on The Score.
This guy, there's pitchers that are number one starters. And then there's a very few. There's 5 guys every year that you can call them 1A. And he's 1A, but he's 1A plus. He's the elite of the elite.
That's Ryan Dempster. Last year on Jacob DeGrom on Hit and Run, which is a baseball show on The Score hosted by Matt Spiegel. How about that? I hear it's good. Just kidding. It's a signature show. So Jacob DeGrom.
You don't have to let that slide, Spiegs. You stay quiet there. Yeah. You don't have to let that
Not
slide,
cool,
dude.
No,
it's
Not
nice.
Cool.
It's all right. It's okay.
Guy thinks just because he's a plane ride away, he can say whatever he wants. We're not going to send Bilal Muhammad after him.
Oh, stop.
Bilal, you there, man? All right.
All right.
That's right. That's what I would say when I send Bilal Muhammad after you. I'd ask him if he was there. 100%.
You think you can catch me?
Depends if you're on a moving walkway or not.
That's true.
And if there's a guy with a double-wide stroller between you and him.
See how good Bilal is running in a zigzag pattern.
Nah.
Dude, I got so sad as I watched Jacob DeGrom talk about his career this morning. I mean, he was so sad. He's great. He's like truly all-time legendary great when he's healthy, and he can't stay healthy. He won 2 Cy Youngs in a row, and then since then, 12 starts, 15 starts, 11 starts, and now 6 starts, yes, in the first year of a $195 million contract.
It's good for him.
Yeah, I know, but he's very sad, and he was sad thinking about his career and how good the team is and how he can't pitch anymore.
It's tough, so... But...
All right.
You know, I went through this before and, you know what it takes to get back. So that's the goal. Go out there, you know, rehab as the best I can and be around to help, you know, any way I can. You know, we got a special group here. And then I'll be able to be out there and, you know, help them win. It's tanks. So this is what we love to do. But, you know, finding this out, coming here more. Wanting to be out there and helping the team, you know, it's a disappointment. So
sad, man.
That is sad. Because it's obviously not just about the money.
Right.
He cares.
Yeah, he cares.
He's on a good team.
He's on a good team.
But what was going on in the background there?
Well, there is that.
It's tough, so. But.
All right.
You know, I went through this before and, you know what it takes to get back. So that's the goal.
That's so loud. Is it Dr. Frank Job calling him to perform the surgery right then and there?
someone's generic iPhone ringer going off during Jacob deGrom's tearful Tommy John press conference.
The guy's about to be out for 12 or 14 months.
Yeah.
His livelihood is changing completely.
Right.
And some stringer couldn't turn his phone to vibrate.
New York Daily News is trying to get the best audio quality for some reason.
To whiteboard, the stringer is a reporter working for another radio station.
A lot of reporters now, use their phones as a tape recorder.
Sure.
Because your phone's your camera and your lifeline and your livelihood.
Right.
And turn off your ringer.
Turn off your ringer, man.
Honey, can you pick up some milk on your way home? You're interrupting DeGrom.
He powered right through it. It's impressive.
So this is a significant moment in sport, interrupted by an iPhone ringer. Jacob DeGrom powering through. It, of course, has us wondering about other powerful sports speeches and if they were interrupted.
Luke Brock was the symbol of great base stealing. But today, I'm the greatest of all
time. Oh, man.
That's tough for Ricky.
It's a tough moment for Ricky Henderson trying to celebrate.
He would have answered. I'm trying to tell everybody that I'm the greatest of all time.
Oh, man.
Four picks against Grossman and two fumbles. What did you see about the Bears? We shut him down that way?
No, the Bears are what we thought they were. what we thought they were. We played them in preseason. Who the hell takes a third game in a preseason? We played them the third game. Everybody played three quarters. The Bears are who we thought they were. And that's why we took the damn field. Now, if you want to crown them, then crown them.
We would have missed out on one of the greatest sound bites of NFL history.
Denny Green would have taken the phone and chucked it against the wall.
Turn off your damn ringer.
This is so good, though. Like, what would the person have done? I believe Ricky would have picked up the phone and yelled at them that he was the greatest. I think Denny Green would have thrown it against the wall. But also, the game within the game is, when is Tanny going to introduce the ring?
What do you mean, when is Tanny introducing the ring?
This is how it happened. This is how it happened.
Let's complete the bit, and then we'll talk about going forward.
All right, go ahead.
We wasn't supposed to be here. You made us believe. You kept us off the street.
Oh, man.
Put clothes on our backs, food on the table. When you didn't eat, you made sure we ate. You went to sleep hungry. You sacrificed for us.
Oh, no.
You're the real MVP.
Pick it up. She's calling you right now, Kevin. She's calling you. Answer the phone, man.
Oh, God. That's so good.
When Tanny told me about this bit when I walked in today, I haven't been more excited about something in a while.
It was in a time crunch, filling in for Russ on vacation this week, our production director. And I asked Shane, I was like, hey, what are some iconic sports speeches? And boy, did his sports brain muscles get firing off little synapses in there.
Yeah, I was like, dude, get Kobe's wife at the funeral.
Oh.
I said, no, we're trying to keep it to a certain level here. And then he started giving me a bunch of movie quotes. I'm like, no, we're trying to go for
actual ones.
So, the win one for the Gipper speech in the hospital bed, how good would that have been?
They didn't actually roll tape on that. That's actually just in the movie.
I know. I knew it was from the movie. I wanted the movie.
And it's with mixed emotions, a heavy heart for our community and our hockey club, but I guess with delight and sincere best wishes for Wayne Gretzky, that I announce and I guess more important confirm that the Edmonton Oilers have agreed to trade Wayne Gretzky to Los Angeles.
Is that Peter Pocklington?
Glenn Sather will discuss the specifics with you.
Oh my God. Or Glenn Sather? Who was that? Oh, that's amazing.
Texters want Tom Brenneman. Is that doable on the fly? I don't even know what the technology is that's making this happen, but I very much enjoy it. Texters are calling for Thom. Could be the new Castellanos. It's the iPhone ringer. During the apology. Oh, God.
Castellanos to lead things off. Jim Day's going to be taking us the rest of the way through this game. As Holland takes over on the mound. I made a comment earlier tonight that I guess went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry. I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith.
It makes it better.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run.
Oh, God.
During Pride Week month, dude?
Seriously. Oh,
God, is that good. I love that you went to Shane for advice on the bit, and he just gave you advice that you couldn't use.
Gave you movies.
Yeah. Just gave you movies, offensive suggestions. You're like, no, okay, you're not helping.
I mean, oh, you can't tell me that Vanessa Bryant wouldn't have been a good one.
No.
What's amazing?
I can probably tell you that.
What's amazing to me is how long the iPhone has been around. You know, because you forget.
They haven't really upgraded the ringer.
No, the standard iPhone ringer obviously has been around a very, very long, special time.
2008, I think.
Earlier than that, I think.
For the past two weeks, you've been reading about a bad break. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man.
So cool. Signature moment, like if Jacob deGrom has a 30 for 30 made about his career.
Oh, God.
He's got the iPhone in there. That's tough, man. That's really tough. Someone says the sky celebration.
Preckwinkle!
I know, Tate, that's not a good one, but it just made me laugh.
It's not a good one. It's actually not, but it's really
not a good one, but it made me laugh. I know. It just made me laugh.
I just wanted to, a little bit earlier in the show, I said something didn't come out quite the way I wanted it to. And I just wanted to apologize if it sounded different.
Oh, God. God, I've never hated that ring more.
Would Lee Elia work?
Now he's just a jukebox.
Yeah. Yeah, he is.
Yeah. Well, there it is. Yeah, he is.
Yeah, it is.
That's what this is. Yes.
Okay, oh, yeah, it is now, yeah.
Punching up from Kansas City.
I get nothing. Hope we got a lot of one last thing questions.
We're done. Good Lord. Not, yeah, he is.
Yeah. Oh, so what'd you mean then?
I said, yeah, it is. That's what the bit turned into. No.
It's okay.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
Texter says the Ditka firing. That'd actually be pretty good.
See?
This too shall pass.
That's a good one on Twitch. Magic's HIV announcement.
Oh, no, it's not a good one. Genuinely.
You get the nature of this thing. It's emotional sports speeches.
But you're bringing
Vanessa Bryant and Magic's HIV announcement.
How are you not playing a jukebox, but I am? How am I the only bad guy again?
I'm putting my touch tune credits in over here, and they're not going through.
Oh, man.
This is terrible.
Touch tunes, baby.
This is terrible. Get your questions in for one last thing.
Of which text there are many.
Text them and Twitch them in. It's Parkinson Spiegel on The Score.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
It's been a long 4 hours.
Afternoons on The Score.
Just one more thing, please.
I thought you had a clock to punch.
I do. I'm leaving right now.
It's time for One Last Thing.
Let's let someone else ask a couple questions.
I just want to ask you.
And then we'll come back to you.
One question.
How about that? Let's let everybody else and we'll come back to you.
Ask any question.
I just want to ask you.
For anyone on the
one
show.
Question.
Then I can figure out who I want to answer to. I don't need your help with that.
I just want to ask you. One question.
Does anyone else have another question for us?
I got a question.
All right.
I just want to ask you.
Thank you.
One question.
One Last Thing with Parkinson Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Clay Harbor and Gabe Ramirez follow us. We like to end the show with your questions. Text them in, Twitch them in. Shane gathers them and asks them. We all answer. What do we got, Shane?
I got one from Twitter yesterday. This was DM'd to me by Justin Frey. He wants to know, when we're replaying an interview like Nico yesterday, what is everyone doing? Do you go get a snack? Do you go to the bathroom? Do you just hang out? They really want to know. The people do.
We don't replay stuff a lot, But Nico has gotten so good and so comfortable, we felt like it was a good time to maybe do it for the 5 o'clock audience compared to the 2 o'clock audience, because your audience is always changing. But it depends. Sometimes I go hang out with the producers. Sometimes it's just...
the like producers. Here we are.
The jukebox.
The producers.
The jukebox and the angry
jukebox
guy.
Jukebox and the phone guy. Hey.
Helper.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you answer, Spiggs?
Oh, no. Sometimes we do that. We go talk to our colleagues who are at the exact same level
Shane
as us.
Shane and Chris.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be the same level, but we do have names, and they're not long. Yeah.
No, you're digging into the draft.
You're digging into the draft.
Your mentors.
You're digging into mentorship. Absolutely.
You should know his name.
Tanny can't leave the, that.
Sometimes we go to the bathroom.
Together, all four of us.
there's a separate room. There's the little producer's room, which you guys use sometimes. Right? It's a regular bathroom and then a little producer's room.
Oh, my God. All right. What do you guys do?
We make sure the show runs smooth.
That's right.
I've got to get my 10,000 steps in. I don't start until we replay an interview. So it's a lot of walking.
A lot of walking around in a circle. Even though you are chained to the soundboard because you can't leave your post.
The jukebox. No, that's me. I'm confused.
The producers. On Twitch from Southside Jesus Christ.
Southside Jesus Christ?
Just the Southside version? That's not inclusive. Come on, man.
From Southside Tim on Twitch. Speaks.
Yo.
You've just been offered Jason Benetti's job as the White Sox play-by-play guy, where you can work there the rest of your career, traveling the country announcing games. The only way you can get the job is you can never go to Wrigley again. Do you take it?
What if they play?
You're not doing those games.
I'm not doing those games?
No, it's Mike Esposito.
Yeah, of course. I'd take that job in a heartbeat.
Hear that, Christine?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you think Christine would allow it?
As long as I don't wear a jacket, I think I'm fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a good question. But yeah. No,
is that the equivalent of Saudi money to her?
Sports washing. Depends what my salary is. You know, she might rationalize it. Yeah. The sports washing aspect. Honestly, that'd be really tough at home. Yeah. Honestly.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, right?
We should ask her White Sox hypotheticals.
That's funny, actually.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
How deep does the meatball run? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
From Perch Porch on Twitch, Tigers, Lions, or Bears, what's your favorite animal to observe at the zoo?
They're always so lazy at the zoo.
I always feel bad for them. This has happened to me late in life. Has this happened to anybody late in life? Or any time in your life?
Not late in life. Like.
Ouch. Oof, man.
Jukebox, oh my God, come on.
Phone guy.
He's got a point there. You're a lot later in life than the three of us.
I am. It's true. Well, not a lot later. But anyway, I feel bad for the animals. Call me crazy. I don't think they like it there.
Oh, you don't feel like being captured?
I feel like being captured, not being in the wild, and just being able to walk around in a small circle. They don't seem very happy.
So I think the coolest one to see in a safari setting would be a lion.
I'd love to see lions and tigers in the wild like that.
I think that would be very. So I'll answer lion if I could see them doing a bear doing bear things, a tiger doing tiger things, or a lion doing lion things. I'll take a lion doing lion things. But at the zoo, you never see any of that.
How about a lion doing tiger things?
That'd be cool.
I think the thing with animals born at the zoo, they've never known free range, right? So, I got Willie. She's a herding dog, but she's never been in a herding situation. So, she's only lived in Chicago apartments, so you become acclimated to that kind of life. So, I don't feel bad for those ones, but the captured ones, I'm kind of anti-zoo.
Even the porcupines in the zoo?
I kind of like the otters, for being honest.
They're so cute!
Otters are very fun to watch at the zoo or at the shed.
My brother was in a band called the Otters. And the reason they were called the otters is because the otters are the only species that incorporates play into adulthood. Like, play is a big fundamental part of their social structure. I always like that as a reason to call a band the otters.
Tanny, what's your answer?
Lions, they rule. They're pretty majestic. And even when they're just laying there, you kind of just marvel at them. And they're the kings and they know it. You know, so love it. They don't have. They never do anything, and they look coolest while they're not doing anything.
That is the dream. Thank you to Carter Hawkins. What did we decide on the obvious shirt for him?
Carter jesters harder.
Carter jests harder. Right? Because he said he jests so hard. So Carter jests harder, I think. Tough read.
Yeah, it is a tough read. But we can make it happen.
I think so.
I think the quote, just, I jest so hard, Carter Hawkins.
Yeah.
I think that works as well. But he was great today. I think Cubs fans should check that out. Mark Grody was also on with the Bears Report. And John Morosi joined us from Gotham City, where the White Sox game was postponed because of the fires and the smoke in the air that was not able to be breathed. Thank you so much to Connor O'Donnell and Kevin Lapka, Twitch chat, video stream. Thank you, sirs. Shane Reardon, our executive producer. Thank you, sir. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. Like I said, Clay and Gabe are coming up next. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
You know, you're talking about 4th of July. You're talking about celebrity. You're talking about celebration in America. But my celebration was 1984. Every human being saw it. I beat that hard duty, and then the American WWF double crossed me to bring the Hulk Hogan, not supposed to come here because the hard duty was hurt his shoulder. So anyway, I make the long story short, Hulk Hogan, everybody know WWF double crossed me. They didn't even give me a return match with Hulk Hogan. I have to get the Iranian lawyer to soon or late so I can get my belt back from Hulk Hogan. WWF double cross me to bring a Hulk Hogan. And another thing, everybody know it, Nikola Volkov and myself, we was a tag team champion. So anyway, we not done with the tag team belt and also my single belt, Hulk Hogan. Cameraman, zoom it. I'm ready.
Wrestling fans, what can you say? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.